Blog Talk Radio.
Intelligence report. So, Mick, did you get to check out the new promo picture? Did you see it yet?
I did not yet. Actually, before we get into that, I just want to let you know that my phone is going to die in like a minute, and I'm going to call you back from work.
You got it, kiddo.
So, what, you put up a new picture?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you should check it out. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Oh boy.
It's all four of us. It's one of the best things that's ever happened in life, ever. Are you what?
He totally victimizes me and you, Mick.
Oh, nice. Well, that's the best part of the course. That's what the show's all about.
Right.
Is it?
Nothing new there.
Is that what happened? What happened? Lou disappeared.
What happened to
Mick
Lou?
Mick is still here, but Lou disappeared.
Yeah, I'm here for the time being.
Yeah, so I guess we'll skip Lou because I wanted to ask him how his Depeche Mode concert went. But
he went? When?
Yeah, he went to see Depeche Mode yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And Mick, you were at a football game yesterday, correct?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, who did you see? The Jets?
The Jets and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And a thrilling victory to start the season.
So who lost?
The Jets won.
The Jets won. Well, that's good. That's a good way to start the season off, right?
18-17.
It shouldn't be any surprise. Tampa Bay's not the greatest of teams, so.
No. By comparison, they make the Jets make them look like the best team ever because the Jets are notoriously terrible.
They were, they weren't always.
No, the Jets were always pretty bad up until like 4 years ago, and then they got good, but their window of being good was very small in comparison to a quote-unquote good team. They were good for like 3 years, and now they're pretty terrible again. But we have a rookie quarterback this year who started his first game yesterday, and I'd say he acquitted himself fairly well, so I'm a fan now. So We'll have to see how that
well,
goes.
Well, I hope things work out for you.
Thank you. That would be nice. For once.
I didn't
welcome to the show.
Yet.
Who's that, Louie?
Yeah. My super phone doesn't have signal here.
Where are you, buddy?
I'm still in Long Island.
Oh, you're in Long Island. So you went down there to see the Depeche Mode concert?
Yeah, and we stayed for our anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, that's so sweet. Happy anniversary, you two crazy cats.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And we took our doggy and there's a place that accepts doggy.
Oh, jeez.
We get to run on the street.
Isn't your wife jealous that you have to share your anniversary with your dog?
No. She's equally fascinated with Pooch.
She should be jealous too. Because, all kidding aside, you probably love your dog more than you love your wife.
No, a little bit, but not that much. I'll try.
That's got to help.
So tell us about the Depeche Mode concert while we have you here.
It was a good. It wasn't amazing, but it was good. They're getting old, those guys. Their voice, both of them, because Martin and Gore sang a few songs. And you could hear it in their voices. It's like, they're 50.
They're in their 50s.
I was going to say, they've been around forever,
So, it was good. It was it was worth it just for two songs that they kind of, the main gripe for me was it was very drummy. They had a drum set that was, like, front and center. And, the Depeche Mode's not really a drum, but thing. It was kind of...
No, it's kind of a synth band. It's very...
Yeah. They've introduced drums over the years, but it was like all drums. But it was worth it for Enjoy the Silence and Personal Jesus. They got really funky with it. It was fucking awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. Did they play Question of Time?
They did. They played that song, Question of Time, last night.
That's one of my favorite songs. What about Question of Lust? Did they play that?
No, I don't.
That's too bad.
I don't imagine they ever play that song anymore.
That's a fantastic song.
I had to leave early, so I'm a poser for having to leave early. And
why did you have to leave early?
To catch the ferry back to where we're staying on Fire Island.
You guys are on Fire Island?
Yeah.
So are you coming out to your wife? Is that part of the anniversary present?
Yeah, that was it. So, to be in friendly territory, so she wouldn't be completely outraged. For the rest of you who don't know, Fire Island is a very gay-friendly island, and that's cool. Everybody's cool.
I would go as far as to say it's a gay mecca. It's not. I wouldn't even say it's gay-friendly. Like, every gay couple that I've ever met has taken a trip to Fire Island at one point or another.
Absolutely. So, but it's all good. And, so we walked out and they were playing I Just Can't Get Enough. Really hated that, I believe, while they were doing that.
That's like one of the first Depeche Mode songs ever.
And the follow-up was Never Let Me Down to that. I know. There's like two most amazing songs.
And you could have been taking a ride with your best friend at the time.
I know. Should have called you up and
Max could have been there. Or, no, not me, dude. Actually, your wife.
Yeah.
I'm third in line now.
Sorry, Mike. The dog. You know what I mean? The dog.
Yes.
So anyway, happy anniversary. We'll say we'll take this opportunity to get all the personal shit out of the way. Happy anniversary to you and your wife. I wish I knew. I would have blown one of you the last time I saw you.
I don't know what's going on. Is Syria invaded yet? Are we done with that? Or?
Well, here's... Okay, before we get to Syria, Christy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's that? Oh, Mick. We got to put Mick on. Mick came back. There we go. Okay, Mick, you with us now?
Yep, I'm there.
Okay, good. All right. Before we get to that, George Zimmerman was actually taken into custody.
What happened? What happened?
Apparently his quote-unquote estranged wife called the cops on him because he threatened her and her father with a gun. Now
it's going down. It's going down.
I wanted to bring this up as an opportunity to kind of revisit the Trayvon Martin case real quick and discuss something that's been bandied about kind of a lot. And whether there's some merit to, but I want to kind of dispel the right-wing pundits have a tendency to call the media liberal because the media has a liberal media bias, which it's not entirely untrue because there is somewhat of a liberal bias in the media, but it's not consistent. The media
if I could interject what Noam Chomsky pointed out, and I thought he was accurate, is that in personal life, interpersonal things, they're pro-choice, pro-gay rights, what have you. But when it comes to the big issue, which is have and have not economy, they're all, wealthy people who want to protect and their investments and et cetera, money-wise, where it counts.
Yes.
So.
Right.
Yes, and I would go as far as to say even in that instance it's not consistent because I think where the bias in the media lies has absolutely nothing to do with politics and everything to do with money. Their bias lies on the side of wherever they're going to get the most headlines.
Yeah.
Whatever is going to give them the biggest market share when it comes to ratings. Whatever side that they can fall on that will give them, the most attention. Because let's say, the media can be pro-war and anti-war. I've seen both sides of that. I mean, when the Bush administration went into Iraq and the mission accomplished thing, I mean, basically every news organization in the country was fucking pro-Bush at that point. Like it was crazy.
Yeah, wanted to go to war when that happened. Yeah.
Yes. It was like a nation of nonsense. We just didn't get any kind of offsetting or from the pro-war agenda. It was crazy shit. But in the Zimmerman case, they want to say the media is liberal. And here's the thing: they really did a disservice to that entire case. Zimmerman, first off, I don't know if anybody has a dissenting opinion on the show, but we were all pretty much agreed that Zimmerman should have gotten some sort of punishment for what he did.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Trayvon Martin was not ultimately responsible for his death.
Right.
Here's the thing, the fucked up thing about that whole Trayvon Martin case is that they did not give people an opportunity, and I mean even us who aren't exactly in the know when it comes to the facts of the case and who weren't jurors. Trayvon Martin, for all intents and purposes, was a punk-ass kid. All of the shit that came out about him, he was the pictures that they posted up of him when the story first happened, he was like this beautiful little angelic 13-year-old black kid, which he was not. He was your typical punk-ass teenager. He liked weed.
Yeah,
he liked fucking around. He had every right to be.
He had every right. Turn that around and say, like, who among us wasn't a punk kid? You know what I'm saying?
That's my point, though. It's not to say that should have been held against him. But
right.
What the police reports were reflecting was that this kid was in the prime of his manhood in the fact that he was coming into it. He was in transition between being a young kid and becoming a man. And I live in an area where there's hundreds of people like that, young black guys who are just becoming men, and they have something to prove, and they're aggressive in a lot of ways because when you're fucking 15 and you're trying to become a man and shit like that, 15, 16, 17, you can be really fucking aggressive, especially if you're from
right.
a bad area. Like, we all, I mean, a lot of, well, except for Mick, but the rest of us were. The rest of us
yeah.
were aggressive at that age. You know, and he saw this dude that was following him. Would you say, Chris?
I said I wasn't a boy, but I was aggressive as a teenager.
It's part of being a teenager. He had no weapons on him. This dude was stalking him. They told his ass to stay in the car. He didn't, and it's entirely possible and even likely that Trayvon Martin was like, fuck this shit. I ain't letting no crazy-ass honky stalk me. And he fucked him up. The pictures of George Zimmerman from the scene, were he was fucked up. He got his ass whooped. Now, does that mean he should have pulled out a gun and shot the kid who was not armed? No.
He should have whooped his ass back?
Yes, obviously he should have whooped his ass back, but his fat, fucking, ignorant, cop wannabe ass did not do that. But what we got from the media was this picture of this sweet, charming, innocent little angel, which I'm sorry, I don't agree that Zimmerman shouldn't have been punished, but that was not who Trayvon Martin fucking was. That was not true.
No.
Well, yeah, but like I said, you don't want to take it too far the other side, too, and say that he was, you know, there was no redeeming qualities about him. Like, sure, like, he had tendencies, but like I said, like, we all did, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah,
and if there was no
I don't
media
personally,
bias,
like,
they would have
situation
said, they would have
where,
said, here you have your typical teenager, he's involved in some shit, you know, he's being a fucking kid, he's a pain in the ass, he's a little punk ass, did he deserve to die? Probably fucking not.
He didn't get in trouble either. He wasn't like he was a delinquent or anything like that.
No, he wasn't a delinquent. He was just a punk. He was a punk. He liked smoking fucking weed. He liked, you know, trying to pretend that he was a badass and shit like that. He liked also, he got wrapped up in that fucking black youth culture. And guess what? That's not what killed him.
No.
Because in the end, the only person left standing to be responsible for that fight was George Zimmerman because he blew him away.
Yeah.
Sure. He was the adult in the situation. He should have known how to handle it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the media did not focus on. I'm not saying that they should have lambasted this kid in the news, but they did. They were not honest about who he was either. I know who the kid is. Because I researched all of the sides of who the kid was, and I still say, you know what, Zimmerman shouldn't have fucking shot him. Yeah, he was a punk-ass fucking kid, and he fought with the guy, but so what? Since when does punching somebody in the face mean that you have to shoot them?
Yeah, you got to lay down and die, you know what I'm saying?
Where was
especially,
Trayvon
especially
Martin?
Especially when the kid had a probable fucking cause to fight.
Right, where's Trayvon's chance to stand his ground?
Exactly.
Somebody's following
you.
What, you know, if it was me and some random white guy was following me, I would be scared out of my mind. Like, why is this dude following me?
Well, that's because you're a black girl, and if a random white guy is following you, he's probably going to hold you down and have sex with you. That's what I
would
do if I was following you.
You wouldn't.
Definitely.
I'd be scared out of my mind, and I'd have to make a choice. Am I going to stand my ground, or am I going to run? You know what I mean?
Well, if I was following you, you'd be scared out of my mind until you saw my penis, and then you'd be like, oh, this will be a cinch.
then I'd kick it. But no, I never understood why no one argued the fact that Trayvon Martin had a chance to stand his ground. Where was his? Where did he get to invoke that? Because someone's following you that you don't know in your step-parent's neighborhood, and all you're trying to do is just get some treats in between the halftime show. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I feel specifically that I was betrayed and misled by the media because you watch these fucking news shows and they're like, sweet, innocent, beautiful Trayvon Martin was shot down in his prime as he was walking the streets when fat, evil George Zimmerman. It's grayer than that. I still stand with my judgment that Zimmerman should have been punished, period. But how fucked up is it that we don't get to make that informed decision because the media has already decided that for us? That's what fucking angers me. That's what makes me furious, is that I don't get to make the informed decision because the media is not reporting. There's no reporting going on.
So you're
That's
saying basically
journalism.
That they were putting out more of the Trayvon, you know, Trayvon being an innocent person speak because that would get more people kind of riled up to
yes. And that
indulge
would get some
in their
ratings. That's
publications
exactly what
or
I'm
what
saying.
Have you. Okay.
Yes.
I see what you're saying, but I also think that for the most part, like you said, there's definitely a gray area as far as, like, you know, obviously he wasn't, you know, the angelic person they portrayed, but at the same time, like I said, you don't want to take it too far the other side either.
Hmm.
Right. He was just a normal black kid.
Right.
Well, the media did not portray that in any way. They did not say,
right.
Okay, here we have this young black male in the community. And the fact that they can't even just say, here we have a young male in the community, and then another older male shot him, and that it's got to be a race issue. That's a whole nother problem in itself.
Yeah, well,
that's always
going to be sensationalized. Yeah, that's always going to be like.
And George Zimmerman is not a white dude. He's Hispanic.
Yeah.
But it became a white versus black thing.
Well, because he might as well be like Louis. I mean, let's be honest.
Well,
true.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he's.
Louis, have you shot any black kids lately?
Any lately, like in the last month.
Lou, are you shooting black kids, Lou?
As we speak.
I can't hear him. Is he on the show? Lou, are you alive?
Yeah, I hear you.
He just got killed by a black kid.
Lou, stop playing with your dog and be a part of the show. For Christ's sake.
The signal here is terrible. Let's try to talk, but you guys up here, man. Talk over me. I was gonna say that he was waving his gun at his wife or something.
Yes. Well, from what I know,
she wants to leave.
From what I know,
now.
They dropped charges. They dropped charges and all that stuff. But he was detained at the scene because of the incident. Because Shelley Zimmerman called the cops on him, saying, you know, he has a gun, he has a knife, he's fucking with, you know, my dad, and this is out of control. And prior to that,
does everybody understand what I'm saying about the media bias? Is that in this case it was quote unquote liberal because, you know, they're saying the media sided with the young black male, but it doesn't matter. It's just whatever way that they can gather more sensation.
Right.
And it's the
opposite side of the coin just went extremely to the race relations and focusing on that side, like, oh, you know, the problem with America is the black youths and all this craziness. And it was extremely to the point where Bill Riley should have had, like, a fucking grand wizard hood over his head and burning a cross in the background saying, this is America, goddammit, you know?
Iced tea? It's a lowercase t, actually. Swan.
Burning a lowercase t. Yeah, burning a lowercase t. Well, I mean, it's really obvious to me. And Bill O'Reilly tries to not be racist. Like, I have to give him credit for that. He tries to not be racist, but he really is, and it comes out.
Sure. I guess it's despicable.
And he apologizes.
Yeah, if you're on Fox News, chances are you're racist. If you're black on Fox News, you hate your own skin.
Yeah, on Fox News, I'm sure they give you those, like, exams, like they do now, like, when you fill out your application, where it's like a morality test, you know what I mean? Would you steal this? Would you steal that? And they fail it, and that's how you get hired.
Well, no, I think they pass it because all of the morality questions would be, would you shoot a black man who's unarmed? And if you answer yes, then you get to be on Fox News. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Do you hate welfare? Yes. Congratulations.
Yes. Do you hate Obama based on nothing other than the color of his skin? Yes, you are allowed to be on Fox News. That's it.
Right. And that's one of the things that, I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what Obama's doing and stuff, but I do think that I have never seen this level of disrespect of the office, the presidency, since he's been in office. I have never. I mean, granted, there's always been people who's, like, not like the president in office and they voiced their dissent, but not to this level, to the point of calling him lazy, to the point of saying he's not American.
I may have to disagree with you just because I remember a lot of the anti-Clinton shit, and I even remember a lot of the shit that came out of my mouth about Bush. Like, I hated Bush, the shit that I said about him was really incorrigible. Like, it was the kind of shit that was, you know, a little too vitriolic. A lot of people did. The left was fucking furious at Bush. I don't see any more than the usual hatred of the president. I could be wrong.
I see a slight of disrespect in a way that, it's just, I guess, a pet peeve of mine. But a slight thing is that they call him, a lot of news organizations call him Mr. Obama as opposed to President Obama. You know?
Yes.
Just a few little things like
that's
that,
true.
Too. You know?
Also, remember when he was going to one, like a meeting in New Mexico, and the governor, she gets off, right as he's getting off the plane, she's got her finger pointing in, like, in his face. Do you remember that picture of her? They snapped a picture right where she was, like, yelling, and she's got her finger, like, right up to his nose. I've never seen that before. Yeah. Ever.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. I gotta look for that shit. That's crazy.
Governor of New Mexico. I think it was
Governor of New Mexico was pointing.
Arizona or New Mexico.
She should have been taken down by Secret Service. That is absolutely over the boundary of what they're allowed to to tackle.
You know what I mean? I can understand you being upset over policies, and you know you guys are talking and stuff. But to put your finger in the face of the president, that is just crazy. That is.
I know. Unless you're actually going to pick a booger out of his nose and help the man out. You know, you shouldn't be pointing in the
president's
face.
Maybe that was her intent. Yeah, who knows?
Or maybe she was trying to get him to suck on her finger. Maybe it was like a Mr. President. Here's my finger. That's safe.
No, she had this rabid, angry white lady look about her.
Maybe that's her sex face. Oh. Have you ever dated a white lady, Christy? Their sex faces are pretty rabid looking.
Okay.
They're in a weird area with that.
I may have to take a look at the picture again, but I believe it was just over the Obamacare and all that craziness, and
that's nonsense.
The right was like, "Yoo-hoo, stand up to the president," whereas everybody's like, "Damn, you know, can you at least respect the office?" I mean, I can understand, you know. That was just, to me, was like, wow, the level of disrespect for this president is out of control. Out of control. You know,
I personally don't agree with that much. I actually kind of feel bad for the dude just based on the fact that, like, here's the first black president, and he had the opportunity to be awesome, and he's not. He's not awesome.
Yeah, but there's so many things that he had to, deal with, you know,
yes.
Just cleaning up the mess that was left for him to begin with. Like, there's only,
yes,
the
but,
expectations,
but
I think, were a little too
mess.
High as far as, what he could have possibly.
Oh, no, he got a lot of leeway, except that there's, a bunch of shit that he's doing that's not cool. And that's got nothing to
right.
do with cleaning up any mess. The NSA program, the NSA fucking spying shit,
yeah,
PRISM,
yeah.
That's got nothing to do with cleaning shit up. That's nothing to do with that. The fucking let's fucking bomb Syria. Let's send missiles over there. Yeah, that's got nothing to do with cleaning shit up. As a matter of fact, it does, but it's cleaning up someone else's mess that we don't have to be involved in. It's
right.
nonsense.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, and I don't think, you know, bombing them is the right solution. We need to do
something.
No,
I mean, I personally don't have any great love for Bill Clinton, but the fact is that he's overall viewed as a great president. He did some fucked up shit, too.
Sure. Well, he had his own scenario. This whole Syria thing, he had, Kosovo,
Bosnia-Herzegovina, Czechoslovakia.
You know, as far as the Syria situation, I mean, something needs to be done. I don't think America should be the only ones doing something about it, because it should outrage everybody, every country. You know, we should, you know, we know that the government.
Why should it outrage every country? Why, though? Why should it outrage
because
every country?
Because it's weapons of mass destruction, chemicals, you know, humanitarian issue, blah, blah, blah.
But are they using it against Americans? Are we the fucking world police?
No, but we do have to do something because, you know,
if he's
gassed someone here, we do. We do. We can't let that slide. We can't let that slide.
Well, then the UN needs to do something about it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my whole point. It's not. It shouldn't be just America's issue. It should be a world issue.
Well, I'm watching their fantastic summer vacation today.
Yeah, they are. They should be.
So we'll see how long they sit on their hands on this one.
Yeah. They said 90 days. They said 90 days. Up to 90 days.
Yeah.
Voted about and banned it, and that they put out this order that the president can't do anything for 60 days with a 30-day extension up to 90 days. So,
right.
I don't agree that something. See, the biggest immediate problem if we do nothing is that the satellite wars that could take place could affect Iraq. What the U.S. is afraid of is that these satellite wars could affect Israel, which, personally, I don't give two flying fucks about Israel. I don't care if that makes me sound anti-Semitic. Israel is a bastard nation. They have fucking problems. They're an aggressive nation of dicks. And guess what? They're brand fucking new. They just formed, like, what was it, like 40, 50 years ago?
A couple of days ago,
they just formed, and they've been dicks like ever since. Ever since, they've just been dicks to everybody around them. And they're one of our best friends in the whole fucking world. Except who the fuck cares? I so don't give a shit about Israel.
Israel don't give a shit about us.
I think my issue, and I don't know if it's like. If it's going to be one of those things where just the generally kind of blasé and uninformed people are just going to see if we attack Syria, then they're going to – I feel like the main media issue is going to be put out there that we're teaming up with Al-Qaeda. And a lot of people who aren't, like, really informed of the whole situation are just going to, like, see that headline and just fucking, like, make their own conclusions about
– Well, here's the thing. By bombing Assad, we are helping Al-Qaeda.
Right.
Like,
there is a reason to do it, but I think people are just going to see, like, those headlines, like us helping Al-Qaeda and just, like, start flipping out about
– That's because
you – know, going back to the whole
sensationalization
of, like, oh, Obama's a terrorist, and Obama's, like, not really an American and all this other stuff. So that's where, like, I just think it's going to get, like, so blown out of proportion.
It is.
Well, here's the thing. Is what Assad is doing – even if it's fucked up, is it so much worse than what Al-Qaeda has done? Because by bombing Assad, we'll be helping to strengthen Al-Qaeda's position by weakening Assad and allowing them to attack him easier. That, I mean, granted, saying by bombing Assad we'll be helping Al-Qaeda is oversimplifying it, but essentially that's also going to kind of happen.
Well, you know what? What if... You know, it's for the last 60, 70 years, the UN actually did its job, and these kind of issues would have been worked out already. You know, the plans would have been made up already instead of the U.S., you know, doing something that's strictly selfish and, you know, only killing who's convenient and not convenient.
Well, here's the thing about the UN. Russia and China is blocking things, you know, because Syria is their ally.
Well, okay, all right.
They buy stuff off of them.
All right, point made, and I brought that up one of the last times we talked about this. Here's John Kerry, as everybody might know, is one of the biggest pro-fucking with Syria people out there. He's like the face of the... If you were going to put a face on any kind of movement, why would you put John Kerry's fucking Frankenstein head on it? Why would you have him?
It could be worse. Could be George Bush's face on it.
Oh.
George Bush is marginally more attractive than John Kerry, I think.
I don't know. That's that like half retard thing to me that I can't get over.
But John Kerry literally looks like Herman Munster. Like he looks
yes, he
like Herman fucking Munster.
I can't argue
that. He
has
got a Munster face.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
George Bush may look like Alfred E. fucking Newman from Mad Magazine, but at least he doesn't look like an actual monster. So John Kerry has said, you know, and apparently he said this like in passing. He said, well, you know, the only way Assad can avoid us, you know, fucking with him now is by turning over his chemical weapons program. And like Russia has said, you know what, that's not a bad idea. What if he does that?
Yeah.
What if they turn over the chemical weapons program?
So what's the problem after that? You know, that's what...
Exactly.
Right.
Let's get that shit done.
You know what I'm saying? Diplomatic.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to enlist so I can go tear Athens in Syria.
Right.
Hey, dude, you really want to fuck you up real big. You put chemical weapons out on your own people, and that's fucked up, and we really want to fuck you up real, real bad. So instead of us having to do that, which is just a bad thing for everybody, why don't you just give us the rest of your fucking chemical weapons?
Like, he's going to say yes, but, you know, that's...
Yeah, that's,
you know,
the problem is, like, good luck getting that to actually happen. Yeah.
Louis went away, and he can't come back because the show's on overtime. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Son of a bitch.
He has plenty of time to touch his dog now. Good for you, Lou. Good for you.
Well played, Louis.
He now has plenty of time to rub suntan lotion on his dog.
Exactly. Well, yeah, so what Christy was saying, which I agree with, is it sounds good in theory, but to actually get them to do that is, I mean, very unrealistic, to say the least.
Right.
Well, that's just
the
thing. The choices are, we bomb you, which is kind of an antiquated term, because we don't do much bombing anymore. We do more missiling at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
But we fire missiles at you, or you give us your chemical weapons. Which one? Granted, the guy's not necessarily the sanest person in the world, so he may not make that decision, but it's not a bad fucking idea to try that shit. It'll buy us some time.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. You know, good and well that we've done this historically to different countries where they've done some horrible thing against their own population, and we go in and say, oh, we're not going to put troops in, we're just going to bomb the shit out of them. What did it accomplish? Well, we destroy parts of cities of innocent people, and the fucker still in charge still continues to do what he was doing before we missiled them the shit. You know what I mean?
I like how John McCain said that if Obama puts boots on the ground in Syria, that they're going to start impeachment hearings. This is from the dude who, instead of dealing with the situation, is playing fucking poker on his phone. Yeah, yeah, no,
right.
We'll get that shit started right after I finish this hand.
I got to double down. I'm going all in.
Could you imagine? Somebody needs to do a sketch where John McCain starts talking about Syria in poker terms. Like, we need to double down on Syria.
We should do that.
We need to double down on Syria after the flop. We have to up the ante and possibly just lay all our cards on the table.
Yes.
I like it. We should do it.
And then he switches over to Candy Crush. He's like, all we need to do is get 5 pieces together so we get a little chocolate thing. And then...
Oh, God. That's the one thing I have not got into, and I refuse to ever play Candy Crush. People keep trying to get me to do it, and I can't do it.
Me and Mike are
addictive.
No,
it's addictive. It's addictive. I managed to pull myself away from it, but all I did was transfer my addiction to Candy Crush onto other Facebook games.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah, I'll stick to my sports watching and my fantasy sports, and I'll be good with that.
I got a true formation in a single line of 5. And launch.
So when you play fantasy sports, can you draft from anybody in the NFL? To make your team.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I only had one guy. I only had one guy break his wrist yesterday. That's a good sign.
You know, I wish to God that I had put. See, back in high school when we were all in the fantasy wrestling thing together, like
yes.
I put an enormous amount of time and effort in studying into that.
Yeah.
Like I actually like Armand and I used to sit. And I made, like, detailed lists of the history of the moves that you'd use and
right.
how many points,
yep.
which is what you did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, did you, you did that shit too, right? That's how you, that's
yeah,
how you
I,
won,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I totally did. Yeah, I definitely did that too.
And you find that there's no set pattern, but, like, certain moves were consistently above a number, and you would pick those.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's how I won. That's how I managed to win, is by
yeah,
doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that,
and,
that's basically, like, the, yeah. The genesis of, you know, it's basically the same mindset of, like, actual fantasy sports, where, like, you know, if I'll have, like, five, I'll have, like, five running backs on my team, and I can only start, like, two or three of them, let's say. So I'll say, okay, well, this guy is going against this defense this week, and this defense, you know, has usually given up X amount of yards, so this that guy is like this percent of a chance of, you know, being better.
Well, that's because fantasy football is actually based on real-life statistics, whereas
right.
fantasy wrestling that we played was based on the statistic that they made up.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
No,
and,
it was.
And,
it was they just assigned a point value to moves.
No, it really
you
was.
You have to pick
yeah.
a move set.
And
yeah.
We spent way too much time and money on something that literally was not real. Like, it was a fantasy of a fantasy.
And it wasn't,
you,
like,
you
it
guys
wasn't even
in...
like a – in a fantasy football league, you can win money because
right,
you're putting money
exactly.
into it, and if you win the championships and shit, you can win money. It didn't really work right. like that in fantasy wrestling.
I won plaques and belts, but that was about it.
Yeah.
But
if
you look
if
at the,
I knew you guys
the investment,
back,
my return on investment was very low in fantasy wrestling.
If I knew you guys back in high school, I'm like, you guys are losers. I'm going to go kiss some boys under the bleachers and smoke cigarettes. Bye.
Well, see, here's the thing. Neither one of us were dumb enough to actually, you know, make it
yeah,
public in school that we did this.
Into Malvern in high school was like, hey, everybody, guess what I just did? Like, we were at least smart enough to know, like,
yeah,
we
no,
at,
we,
like, what kind
Chrissy,
of
that
we
wasn't
at.
The kind of thing that you would have known about us. That was very much
right.
an after school activity only.
Yeah.
I don't think we even discussed it in school halls just in case somebody was
so.
Overhearing us.
Maybe on the walk.
We were too busy. We were too busy trying to keep the money, the few cents that we had in our pockets and not in the hands
yeah, we're
of mothers.
Yeah, trying to keep our change in our pocket quiet so nobody would hear it as we walked
yes.
through the halls.
Yes, but all I can say is that if I had put the amount of studying and effort into my schoolwork as I did into fantasy, I don't think I studied for anything as hard as I did for fantasy wrestling.
Yeah, you and me both, man.
I mean, and it worked. I got to say, it worked. I mean, it worked on the scale that I actually won, and I did. Like
right.
I had a pretty decent record because of that. But
yeah.
that doesn't mean shit. And there were literally hundreds of fantasy wrestling leagues in that one organization.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Like, I was thinking about that. Like, how much money did they make off of stupid punk ass kids like us? Like, we would spend, like, $20 a month on that shit. Like, that was crazy.
Probably
really?
the same amount of money that that company made off of Snap bracelets.
Probably.
And Pogs.
But terrible, yeah. Like, I know, there were, like, hundreds of leagues, and we were spending $20 a month on that nonsense. Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you were, because you were in a bunch of different leagues. I was only in, like,
yeah.
one or two.
Yeah.
I was always poor. I had to keep my shit to a minimum.
You know what we were not spending money on, Chrissy? Condoms.
What?
We weren't having sex.
Yes. No, that's absolutely true. We spent no money on condoms whatsoever.
Right. That's why we had so much money to spend on fantasy wrestling.
We spent no money on fixing our appearance in any way.
No.
To maybe,
no.
you know, help out with the rat tails that we were sporting and the acne and the...
Yeah.
You know, the shitty clothes that we wore because we were poor and from Mount Vernon. We didn't spend any money on that stuff.
Nope.
Or, you know, like good cologne so that women would pay attention to us. No. We were sitting
yeah.
in our homes researching.
Analyzing a made-up fictional set of values.
Wow.
And I had a lot of fun with that shit. I mean, they,
I did
like,
too.
You know, on the,
I did too.
In each newsletter thing that they put out with, like, the you know, the scores and the title holders and shit, like, if you wrote, like, trash talk and stuff, they'd publish it. They published pictures that I drew.
Dude, they would, I would see, like, the envelope in my mailbox, because they used to come in, like, those big envelopes.
I used to see the
envelope in my mailbox, and I used to, like, rush over, like, and open it up, like, I was opening up, like, a college acceptance letter.
And this, you know what, Nick, this is what you have to tell your children if you ever decide to have any and they get into this stuff.
this is what you turn into when you fuck with fantasy wrestling. This is what happens to you.
And on that note,
we're doing a shitty radio show at 35 on the internet that nobody listens to. All right,
so
ladies and gentlemen,